I was quite a few hours away. I was up in the Keweenaw Peninsula, Copper. I was up in Copper Harbor for the view from Bohemian Mountain Ski Resort up on the ski lift, and then I was just south of Calumet, north of the Houghton Hancock Lift Bridge there. I was there out on the beach, sort of Calumet area, watching them, and I got to see the reds. A lot of people can't see the reds without cell phone intensifiers, the cameras and cell phones, but I can see the different shades of reds and stuff, but I'm night blind, go figure. I gotta let my eyes adapt to it, and then the colors are there.
Yeah, that's kind of wild. Now, are you able to see them from the lower peninsula at all? We're planning a trip up probably middle of the week, end of the week, and I would love just once in my life to see the Northern Lights.
The Great 38.
What's cool about it is we planned it 2 weeks, to do it 2 weeks earlier, and then those plans fell through because I had other things going on. I got a whole bunch of jobs coming together and that have to be done because it's all heat related. And then somebody had to work a couple extra shifts, so I couldn't do it till 2 weeks later. And then we had a sunspot, a solar flare, and that's what causes them. When you have a disruption, you have either coronal mass ejection on the sun. Generally, you get it in between 1 and 3 days, depending on how intense the solar storms are. But what it comes down to is it's related to that KB80 OE.